Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
To the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about a multifamily transaction. That means we're going to get into the numbers regarding the multifamily space. I had the opportunity yesterday to be a part of an event that Lifestyles Unlimited puts on for its members in the Preferred Investor Group. And what it was what we call an educational road trip. It's an opportunity for members to get together to learn from other members' successes so that we can understand what the path forward looks like when it comes to investing in multifamily. And yesterday was pretty impressive. Not only did I learn a lot of things, I also had access to the Lifestyles Unlimited mentors. I mean, they were there to answer questions that anybody had, and it was a really cool event. But I think the coolest thing regarding the event was the fact that I got to understand the inner workings, not only of a multifamily deal, but the inner workings of the gentleman that put it together. So let me get into it. Let me just get right to it. The gentleman yesterday that presented, his name's Ron, and he's an average dude like you and me, unless you're a dudette, in which case he's not a dudette, he's a dude. But let me give you some background on his life before he joined Lifestyles Unlimited. He was an engineer, and a very good one, a very, very competent, capable engineer. And, you know, here's what he told us yesterday. He said he was working 12-hour days, sometimes weekends, for months on end. He would work endlessly for years without a break. I mean, his lifestyle was focused on designing and building chips for all the things that you and I use on a daily basis. And he would immerse himself into that process, and literally it consumed his life. It took away all of his available free time. And he said this, he said, when I finished a chip and we actually completed everything that needed to be done to make sure that chip was worthy to be utilized by the company, he said he literally would become sick for a month. His body was so stressed out. It was so worn out. He literally would become sick. And that's not the only thing that happened to him. It caused him to go through a divorce because he was spending all of his available time away from the person that he married. So it damaged his personal life. And he went on to say this. He said, you know, I was living paycheck to paycheck. And we asked him, so what caused you to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited? He said there were two things. The first thing was that he had a high school friend whose family invested in real estate. So he had an idea of the lifestyle that real estate could provide. So that was in the back of his mind. The other thing he said was this. I listen to the radio shows that you guys produce, and you make things understandable. And you make things not only able for me to understand, me meaning him, but you present it in a way that it's believable. It's absolutely believable. And you know what? He's right. And that's what I try and do on this radio show for you, is I try and take some of this craziness of numbers and I try and filter it down and deliver it in a product to you that makes sense, that you can learn from. And, you know, I think it's really important to point this out. Now, Ron became a member several years ago, and what he started to do was he started to invest in single family properties. What he was able to do was take a nest egg of about $250,000, and he was able to increase that nest egg and build up his portfolio so that he had $1 million available by investing. And he did that in single family. And he also took a lot of that money and he started investing passively into multifamily deals. Now, these are deals within Lifestyles Unlimited. These are deals that we have members put together, and they make those investment opportunities available to other members in the preferred investor group. We follow all SEC laws, all requirements. We do everything legally. And by doing business the way we do business, we make sure that our passive investors don't get taken to the cleaners. We believe in fair distribution of money based on the fact that you're investing in a deal. And we've got business rules that we follow that make sure that the passive investors, folks like me, don't get taken advantage of. I'll be honest with you. You can go out today and you can find somebody who syndicates real estate. And you can contact them and you could say, hey, I would like to invest in your real estate deals. And they will say, fine. But make sure you understand who you are investing with. Make sure you understand who you're getting into bed with. Because many of those syndicators out there, what they do is they design the deals so that they take the bulk of the profits, they strip everything out that they can strip out, and whatever is left over, that goes to the investors. And I'll tell you what, when you read some of the nasty news stories that are out there about syndicated real estate deals, they usually revolve around somebody who is self-serving and is focused on taking all the profits and leaving just the crumbs left for the investors. And that's not the way we do business at Lifestyles Unlimited. That is very, very far from it. So what we're going to talk about today is a deal that Ron put together. And it's a very interesting deal. The property is located outside of Kansas City, Kansas. And man, he's done some wonderful things. I mean, I took a virtual tour of the property before the radio show started, and I had no idea that I wasn't looking at a Class A property, because when he finished with this property, it is amazing. And we'll get into the numbers after this.
Who is Lifestyles Unlimited?
Our mission at Lifestyles Unlimited is to help individuals change their lives for the better by creating passive income through real estate investing. Singular focus of the entire organization.
The other thing that's interesting is that everybody that works for us has either come from the property management industry itself or has come from being an entrepreneur and has done it themselves. You're not getting anything but a straightforward approach to what we do, just hands-on type of stuff from people that do it. One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
Get involved. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Did you know that some people just don't know what to do with all the time that they buy back when they invest into real estate? And as a result of that, they find other outlets for their energy. And that's kind of the case of Ron. Ron is a very successful Lifestyles Unlimited member. He has been investing in single family and multifamily deals. He was able to take $250,000 and build it up to a value of $1 million. He is receiving a great income off of that, to the point where he was able to stop working in a job that was killing him. I mean, that's
that's really what was going on in this guy's life. And one of the things that he found, because he's an engineer, and as I have come to learn, because I know a lot of engineers, they're very intelligent people, they're very focused people, and their minds are always in the on mode. I don't think they know how to turn their minds off. So they're always, you know, in that intellectual think mode. And the problem Ron had was that there was just too much time. There wasn't enough time to occupy himself. I mean, you know, yeah, he could manage his real estate investments, but that didn't take up a lot of his time. And, you know, you can go fishing as often as you want, I guess. You can go out and do all kinds of leisure things as often as you want. But even doing all of that stuff can get old after a while. So what Ron did was he said, you know what? I'm going to put my toe in the water as a lead investor. So what he did was he took all of the training that Lifestyles Unlimited offers regarding lead investor certification. Now, I've gone through this course myself. It is very detailed. It is very in-depth. It definitely tells you what you need to know in order to invest in multifamily properties as a lead investor and to bring other investors alongside you so that you have more capital to inject into a deal. Because when you bring other people alongside you, you're able to get a bigger property. And Ron looked in a lot of different places. I mean, you might say he went into analysis paralysis. I don't know. I think he was just taking a look at what the markets had to offer him. And he finally settled on a property in a place called Shawnee, Kansas. Now, if you've never heard of Shawnee, it is outside of Kansas City, Kansas. As you know, Kansas City is one of those cities that occupies two states. So this is on the west side of Kansas City in the Kansas marketplace. And what he found was a 34-unit apartment community that was built in 1962. So this thing's kind of old. It is up there in age. He was able to purchase the property in 2018 for $1.445 million. Now, the cash out of pocket required, in other words, the amount of money that he had to put into this deal to acquire this property was $888,000. And he had other Lifestyles Unlimited members invest with him, and that's how he was able to raise the capital. Now, the initial financing on this property came in at $1.082 million. Let's just say it's a little over $1 million, and he was able to get an interest rate of 4.61. And back in 2018, that was a very competitive interest rate. And as we know now, interest rates are sliding down. So we'll get into that in a moment. But this property needed a lot of work. It had a lot of deferred maintenance. There were things wrong with this property that needed to be remedied. So the budget that he came up with in order to do all of the necessary repairs on the property was $487,000, just shy of $500,000. Now, let me just kind of talk about the current income of this property, and then we'll get into the things that he did to really make this property a beautiful place for people to live. Now, the income on the property has produced $583,000 over the 30-month period that he's owned it. Expenses were at $368,000 over the 30-month period, and his monthly cash flow turns out to be about $7,700. Now, the net operating income has been going up. The net operating income is a function of taking all of the income that the property receives, subtracting all of the expenses that the property pays out, and what is left over is your net operating income. And then when you factor that net operating income at a particular cap rate, which is controlled by the marketplace, that gives you value of the property. So the net operating income on the trailing 12 schedule was $12,556. On the trailing six, it had increased to $13,648. So it's moving in the right direction because the things that he has done to the property have allowed him to command better rents for the property. The cash on cash return, he calculated it at about 24% over the 30-month period. And since he's been operating the property, he's been able to distribute about $120,000 back to his investors, and it's currently worth, the property that is, at $2.41 million. Now, we're going to get into all this stuff, so you know, if you're like, dude, what are you talking about? Don't sweat it. We'll get into this stuff. And to be honest with you, if some of this stuff is a little bit over your head, don't worry about it. It was over my head before I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So, you know, if you really want to get the ball rolling and you want to get going, what you really need to do is you really need to get to one of our free workshops. And the way to get there is pretty darn easy. What you do is you go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. What it will do is it'll give you an opportunity to sign up for one of our workshops. We're doing them all virtually now, so we don't have to worry about coronavirus or anything like that. And we'll tell you everything you need to know to get started with real estate investing. We'll show you how we buy properties. We'll show you all the information that is necessary for you to assimilate in order to make an informed decision as to whether or not you choose to become a member of our organization. I mean, that's basically, that's in a nutshell, that's how everything works. Now, Rod had been looking in a lot of places. He had been looking in Dallas-Fort Worth. He had been looking in West Texas. He had been looking in Waco, Texas. He had been looking in Oklahoma City and Atlanta for quite a while. And he just happened to be at a family event up in Kansas City. And he talked to his broker and said, look, while I'm here, why don't you find me some properties to look at? And the broker did and came back with several properties for Ron to review. Ron reviewed them. And this particular property stood out because, as he put it, it checked all of his boxes. So what I'm getting at there is he had a deliberate plan with regards to what he was looking for in an investment property. He had certain criteria that needed to be met. And if it wasn't met, he wasn't going to move forward with that property. And where did he learn all this stuff? From Lifestyles Unlimited through our educational and mentoring programs. I mean, that's what we do. So when we come back from the break, I'll get into the nitty-gritty of the financials and we'll learn together. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just tuning in, we are discussing a multifamily property that a Lifestyles Unlimited member by the name of Ron put together as a lead investor. He has syndicated the deal to other Lifestyles Unlimited members who came alongside him and partnered with him to invest in this particular property. And before we went to the break, I mentioned that there were certain criteria that Ron used to select this property. Now, he had looked at a lot of different properties, but he was very, very particular in the types of things that he wanted to see from a particular property. Now, in this particular property, the one that he wound up acquiring, there were some things that he really liked about the property. He liked the fact that it was a brick construction. He liked the fact that it had pitched, not flat roofs. He liked the fact that there was central air, that all of the units were individually metered for electricity and gas, that there was no common water system, in other words, no chiller, no boiler on the property. There was no aluminum wiring. That the property was located less than 2 miles from a major interstate access and only 15 minutes from downtown Kansas City. That the community where the property is located was going through planned development. And what he found out afterwards was that the property actually qualified for certain tax rebates based on the fact that he was planning to improve the property. So there were some good things about this property. Now, there were some things he didn't like. I mean, these are things that he had to weigh. And the first thing was, it was an older property. Well, it still is an older property. It was built in 1962, but it's been, well, it's been renovated since then. And we'll get into what he did with that. The property actually sits within a FEMA floodplain. So that, he was like, oh man, that's not good. But when he did some more research, what he found was that FEMA was redrawing the maps. And based on the maps that were about to be published, the property would be located outside of the floodplain. So that was kind of a good news story. Now, he didn't like the fact that the property itself was not visible from a major highway. That was something that he was very interested in a property location. And he also didn't like the fact that the property was set back from the road, and it actually shared a common parking lot with a rental car company and in a small restaurant. You know, the other thing he noticed is there was a lot of massive construction all around. He said that across the street from him, a brand new Class A apartment community was going in, and there was a stormwater project being built to the south of his property. There was road construction to the east of his property on one of the major roadways. So, you know, these are things that he said, you know what? I think I can live with it. I think I can live with it. So he moved forward with the property. Now, I think it's very important that you understand some of the keys to his success. And these are very important aspects that you need to plant in the back of your mind. The first thing that enabled him to be very successful with this endeavor was the education and mentoring that he receives from Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, that's what our company is. That's what we do. We teach you how to properly invest in single family and multifamily residential communities. And we offer dedicated mentoring services. And they were key to his success. He also has access to capital from like-minded members of the group, people like me. Now, I'm not invested in this particular property, but it's an opportunity for me to potentially invest with him in the future. He was able to bring alongside him the additional capital he needed from other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And in doing so, he was able to make sure that he did not over-leverage the property. He was able to put the proper amount of leverage, in other words, financing on the property, to make this a very good deal. Now, the other things that contributed to his success was that he felt the property itself was a good investment opportunity. And the marketplace where the property is located is considered very stable and growing. And because one of the things that we focus on as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we focus on providing workforce housing to people that deserve to have great workforce housing. And this property met that requirement. Besides the fact, he's just dedicated and determined. I mean, when you think about the fact that this is a guy that was literally working himself to death as a chip designer and builder, and he was able to walk away from all of that with his real estate holdings, and now he's able to apply that same skill set, that same tenacity to investing, it makes it a win-win situation for all of us. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that there was a lot of deferred maintenance on this property. There was. I mean, I'm looking at some photos he provided of just the parking lot, and the parking lot was the original parking lot from 1962. So you can imagine almost 60 years of wear and tear on a parking lot with an occasional patch job here and there. So when you look at the parking lot, it looks like, well, it looks like some of the war zones I've visited in my military career. I mean, it's pot marks here, damage here, cracks all over the place. I mean, it just looks terrible. It looks old and dilapidated. So one of the things that he did, he replaced all of that parking. He repaved the entire parking lot, restriped it, and I'll tell you what, the difference between what it was and what it is now is absolutely day and night. I mean, it is beautiful, and you would be surprised that just renovating a parking lot can add a lot of value to your property, because the first thing that people see from the street is the parking lot and the building. And what it used to look like was something out of Beirut, Lebanon. I'll be frank with you. And now what it looks like is a very inviting place where you wouldn't mind driving your car onto the parking lot and visiting the community. There were a lot of problems internally in this property too. There was, like I said, there was a lot of deferred maintenance. And one of the things that he found when he was doing the walkthrough of the property as he was going through the acquisition phase was that the floors were spongy. Have you ever walked on a floor and you kind of bounce a little bit and it bounces with you? Well, this property had a lot of that. A lot of the subflooring was damaged. He didn't go into what caused the damage, but he did provide us some pictures, and I'll tell you what, I can see why it was spongy flooring. So he went in and basically replaced all the floors. He put in new subflooring, he put in great looking vinyl plank flooring, and I'll tell you what, it pops. Now, let me tell you about the deal. He was able to buy this property for $42,500 per door, and the rehab budget per door was $14,000. So his all-in cost was $56,500 per door, which, you know, if you consider what properties are selling for, that's a pretty decent price. Now, he was able to secure financing on the property. They put down $410,000 as a down payment. They received a 4.61 interest rate at a 75% loan-to-value. It was a 10-year term loan, meaning it needed to be paid off in 10 years, but it was amortized over 30 years, therefore keeping the payments lower. Now, it does have a prepayment penalty on it. It's one of those step downs. It's a 5544332211. If you don't know what that means, don't worry about that. We cover all that stuff in our educational programs. But the really neat thing about this loan, it was non-recourse, meaning he did not have to put a personal guarantee on this loan. So that if something went terribly wrong with the property, he could walk away and his personal finances would not be impacted. But he's not going to walk away, because when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about the rest of the things that he has done and the returns this property is making. Back after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Ron's investment in Shawnee, Kansas. And I'll tell you what, this property is just impressive. I'm looking at the before and after photos of the exterior. And, you know, like I mentioned in the last segment, the property before he acquired it, it looked like something that was very run down. It was, it wasn't very appealing. And when you look at the after photos, what you realize is that the things that he did on the exterior of the property are just incredible. Just to give you an idea of some of the renovations he did, he replaced the roofs, replaced all the stairwells, because the stairwells were, well, they were metal stairwells and they were suffering from corrosion and they needed to be replaced. They hadn't been properly maintained and therefore the corrosion was getting worse, so he had to replace all of the stairwells. He repainted the exterior, all of the trim. It went from a what looks like an orange color, which I think he said used to be a red color, but over time, because it was sun faded, it turned orange. Now it is a beautiful gray color that matches the roof and accents the brick exterior. I mean, this property is day and night. It just pops. And with the brand new pavement that they put into the property with the parking lot, it looks like you're driving into a brand new property, not one that was built in 1964. Now, on the interiors, I'll tell you what, That's an incredible transformation right there. I mean, the old interiors were just dated. They were worn out. I mean, I'm looking at just pictures of outdated cabinetry, bathtubs with, you know how bathtubs will over time, if they're not cleaned properly, they'll get that black stuff on them that you can't wipe away. Well, that's what everything looked like. It looked like, you know, if you were going to rent there, would you rent there? No, that's what it looked like. So what he did is he went in and systematically started renovating all of the interiors. Now, he has not gotten through all of the interiors because he has some legacy residents that have been paying their rent on time that are happy with what they've got. So he lets them be. But for all those other units, here's some of the things that he has done. Two-tone paint throughout, vinyl plank flooring, which not only looks great throughout the entire property, from an owner's perspective, very easy to repair. New cabinets with pulls and granite countertops, stainless steel undermounted sinks, new appliances throughout. Everything was upgraded to match and meet existing electrical codes. The big thing there was they didn't have GFIs in the unit, so they made sure that they got those in there. All new lighting, six panel doors throughout, brushed nickel hardware, ceiling fans, new vanity lights and hanging mirror and faucets in the bathroom areas, and 2-inch faux wood blinds. I mean, you would swear to God you were walking into something that had just been built recently. That's the way this property looks inside and out. It is amazing. He has done amazing things with the landscaping. I mean, it looked terrible. It looked like nobody cared. And now he has landscaping throughout the property. He has new signage. The place just screams a great place to live. Now let's talk a little bit about what the deal has done so far. And let's talk about that net operating income, because that's how you determine the valuation of the property. When they took that property over at purchase, the net NOI was calculated at just about $90,000. That's when you take all the income, you subtract the expenses, and that gives you your net operating income. And, you know, they didn't really capture any equity at that time because they took over the property. But there was about $363,000 worth of equity in the property. The property was valued at $1.44 million when they acquired it. Now, they're in year two, and what they have done so far is they have increased the net operating income of this property from that $90,300 level at takeover. It now is commanding $145,612 in net operating income. That increases the value of the property to $2.29 million. That's an increase of a lot of money, you think about it. And their projections for year three, they're looking at getting the net operating income up to $163,000, which will produce a value of about $2.56 million. That means they've captured $1.15 million worth of equity by improving this property, by increasing the rent rolls or the income streams of the property is what I should say. They have increased the value of the property. So in addition to the cash flow, it's a $1.15 million gain in value in the third year. That translates into about a 70% return on investment for their investors. That's a great deal. Where else can you take your money and put it to work for you? And in 3 years, it'll return 70% of what you put in. Are you doing that in the stock market? I don't know. Some of you might be doing it in the stock market. I really don't know. You know, the other neat thing about this particular property, I mentioned earlier, it was in an area that has planned development. So the township that it's in was doing some things to improve the overall community. And one of the things that they were doing was building a park. And this park just happened to be, well, adjacent to this property. So not only do you get a brand new looking building and a brand new looking interior for residents to rent and enjoy, you get this beautiful park space that is nearby. And if that wasn't enough, one of the other things that the city did was they did improvements on a storm drain area, which just happened to be running adjacent to the property, that when he took the property over, it looked like most storm drain ditches. I mean, it was overgrown, it looked terrible, yada, yada, yada. But what the city did was they went in and they cleaned it up and they made it look very, very nice. So, you know, I consider this a really great story. I mean, Ron has done some wonderful things with this property. He not only has done wonderful things for his own financial position, he has assisted other members of Lifestyles Unlimited who have invested with him in improving their financial position. He has improved the aesthetics and just the flavor of the overall community. I mean, he turned something that looked terrible into something that looks terrific. And it's an amazing turnaround. And here's the neat thing. His residents, they get the benefit of living in a property that looks commensurate with the brand new Class A property that's going in across the street without paying the rents demanded by that Class A property. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So he's providing workforce housing for people that desire to have a really nice place to live. And that's what he's doing. You know, so let me recap a little bit. At one point, Ron became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And he went through our educational training. And he started investing into single-family real estate. And by following the Lifestyles Unlimited model with single-family, he was able to turn $250,000 into over $1 million. And it enabled him to leave a job that he strongly disliked. I mean, I'd be honest with you, I think it was killing him based on the way he presented information about that job. And after buying a number of additional single-family properties and investing passively into multifamily, because you got to remember, he's retired himself now, he found himself to be a little bit bored. So he decided to take on the Lifestyles Unlimited lead investor training. He went through all of that training, very, very comprehensive, very, very excellent training. It teaches you everything you need to know about how to syndicate multifamily deals legally, morally, and ethically. So he became a lead investor at Lifestyles Unlimited. And he admitted this. He said, you know what? Being a lead investor does take a little bit more time than my rental houses took, but it matches his personality. He likes having that level of control over his investments. He likes having a big chunk of his investments in one place that's easy to manage. And he said this. He says, it's hard to put into words, but I've matured in ways I could never have imagined. And he's very grateful to Del Walmsley for creating Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, it's been a great ride for him, and he's only just getting started. His short-term goal right now is to purchase another property in the greater Kansas City area. He's looking at 30 to 100 units. And his long-term goal is to eventually, you know, get his name off the organizational chart and kind of revert back to being a passive investor. But I think he likes keeping his hands dirty. I think he likes working on his investments. And you know what? He's doing great things. And you can do great things too. To get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.